chill.
Check 1 2 1 2. Check it out. It is your boy, Arizona Burke, and with me, my dude and co-host, Soul Papa.
What's happening, bitches?
I'm black. He's Mexican. Yeah, but you should already know that. This is a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events minus the bullshit. And you can check us out at IBHMPodcast.com.
Go there.
Videos, photo galleries, polls, and much, much more fuckery.
If y'all now, need.
If you want to follow me on my main source of social media fuckery, or actually better yet, if you want to see how I act in front of company, be my friend on Facebook at Facebook.com/ArizonaVerse. Now, if you want to get to know the man behind the myth, follow me on Tumblr at adifferentstateofblack.tumblr.com. Now, if you want to holler at my dude, Soul Papo, you need to follow him on his main sources of social media fuckery, which is?
Well, if y'all want to see me show my dick and show what tickles my dick, then you're going to visit me at soapopo.tumblr.com. And for those that don't know, who can't spell Spanish than which, if they don't have it and tells you, I will assist in that. It's soulpapo.tumblr.com. And then, of course, if you want to see me semi put up a front, I mean, my dick's still hard, but I got to at least put some sort of cloth over it, then Facebook at soapopo. Really, at soapopo, anything. soulpapo. I wish I could bust a rhyme slow with it, but yeah, I can't.
Say,
go there.
Google a nigga. That's all you got to do. Just Google a nigga. Yes,
you know
sir. And on that note, since we're starting the show, it's a nice Sunday morning. I think I'm going to go ahead and join the party, yo. And let me throw this on here. You got the black man sipping on the Tecate, you know.
What is that?
From the Southwest, yo. You know, I keep
saying. Look at this trending nigga.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I keeps it 100. You know, I've had many Mexican friends in my life, and I've dabbled, you know, with some Spanish ladies. And I've been around the cafe, so
Spanish cognac.
Yo, I don't even know.
You know, it's so funny too.
Go ahead.
No, what were you gonna say? What don't you know?
No, I was gonna say actually, I don't even know what the stereotypical black man drink is. What is it?
I mean, I would assume it's a fucking old English farty answer, but I think that's just with any bum on the streets, which some would say correlates the black man. But I mean, as far, you know, what's so funny with the Tecate thing, I noticed that Tecate, however you say it, it's kind of big in the dyke community, man. That and Dos Equis.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I mean, either that or just the circuit that I'm seeing and got my eyes fixed on. I don't fucking know. But that's since we're talking about,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I've been sick past like 2 days, and it's been fucking horrible. You know what I'm saying? But oh my god, the diseases you get from random bitches, godness is bad.
But it was just
a cold or whatever, and so I wasn't able to taste nothing or, you know, enjoy anything for the past 2 fucking days. And as soon as I breathed in that fucking good old air, I was like, what? I missed out. I'm like, I missed out on the Sabbath, which technically was Saturday, not Sunday. So I was like, you know, I got to rekindle my senses and get on my shock top thing, a real girly, you know what I'm saying, little thing. I don't give a fuck. It tastes real good, and salute to you, my friend.
Yo, and I had a little bit. Salute. I had salute. I had went up to, cause I caught this joint at, Fry's. Fry's got a six pack sampler thing where you could, it's just like a whole bunch of single bottle beers, and then you could pick six of them and put them in a six pack and you get it for $9. So I got like 2 Tecates, I got 2, Coronas, and, I got a Shock Top and I got a Blue Moon. I didn't like that Shock Top, yo. I didn't like it.
Oh, really?
I got a raspberry wheat one. Have you tried that one, the raspberry wheat?
That's actually very fucking delicious. How I can't believe you didn't
like it. I couldn't fuck with it.
Well, honestly, I mean, the best shot tub is just regular ass shot tub. I forget which kind of wheat it is, but I know I had fucked with the Honey Crisp one, some kind of lemonade one, pretty much all the foo-foo drinks. Put into Shock Top, but just it's that good of a drink. I mean, it can you know translate with different flavors. But yo, Blue Moon though, on the real, if you ever see me at a fucking bar, I'm probably sipping. If you see little orange slice just chilling on the brim, it's because I'm fucking Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, yo.
So Papa only goes out every Blue Moon.
You know? Same here. And speaking of Blue Moons, that's actually a good segue to a whole bunch of shit has been going on in the world.
Fucking in.
Or actually, let's do it like this.
Should we start at home?
Yeah, it's a whole lot that's been going on at home, in the world, and across our solar system, which a lot of people may not know. Did you hear about that massive solar flare?
What?
Yeah, long story short, on Tuesday, there was a massive solar flare, it was sometime last week, there was a massive solar flare. Now, you know, the sun is millions of miles away, and, you know, speed of sound, light, all that stuff, so it takes a while before it hits us. So, it finally hit the Earth, I believe it was Saturday, Thursday and Friday night. You could, if you were in the northern hemisphere, especially like up by Alaska and Washington, you know how they have the aurora lights, all the constellations and all the different, I don't even know what you call them, but the aurora lights. So it was a whole bunch of that because they were saying the radiation as it was coming to Earth. But the reason why I bring all this up, with all the solar activity that's been going on with the sun, there was warnings through NASA and through science channels that they didn't know what that would do on the planet when it comes to weather. And this opens up to the first story. Arizona got motherfucking flooded last Monday. And where were you at during Hurricane Arizona?
It's so funny to call that a hurricane, but
that was I brought it up with somebody at work, and they were like, "That was not a hurricane." And like, I know, I get that, and I'm not trying to, you know, discredit people who've been through actual hurricanes, but for Arizona,
yeah, for us being a goddamn desert that never gets any fucking bit of anything, then yeah,
that was the worst storm I could ever think that we were a part of. Unless you know if you could remember a storm that was worse than that. That was horrible last Monday.
In honesty, I couldn't tell you any other time where fucking cars were lifted, taken off. I mean, we have no, and I've heard everyone that's not from here who lives here now bitched about us not having, the proper drinks. Oh well, but we never had to deal with this shit, so why? I mean, it would have been a good thing to invest into, of course, but yeah, so fucking cars are lifted up, taken off. Shit's, there's some damages, and you know what's, I was so glad that I'm a Jeep. Toting motherfucker, because I was able to ride through it. I mean, it still shook me a bit, because you know what I'm saying, I fucked up and I ain't on that 4x4 shit, but luckily my bitch is high enough a little bit where it can take it. On the rail, I've never driven faster. I should have been on suicide watch, nigga. Like, on the rail, I didn't give a fuck. I was going real fast in my back tires for some reason, for me fucking it up from an alignment. It's bald as hell, so like, I literally, if I needed to brake, it wouldn't have happened, unless God's good graces didn't want me to fucking murder the fucking man there in front of me at the time.
And shouts out to the missus, shouts out to wifey Skip, who on Monday, she went to work. I miss work, but she went to work, and she had tweeted, or she had posted on Facebook about all you assholes who were speeding through all that rain. So I'm pretty sure that might have been you that sped past her. That is all. Listen, bad, but
if I would have known I was passing by a white woman, I assure you I would have gone.
I would have slowed down and showed some more.
Take some goddamn bucket, and I would have, yes, I would have. I would have paved way for her, if anything.
But yo, so your boy, I missed work on Monday. I woke up, must have been like 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a massive, like, thunder. It sounded like it was in the backyard. Like, it was so loud, because, like, I'm a deep sleeper. I've told the story that, you know, I grew up in South Phoenix, and one time a drug deal went bad, and some gunshots went through our living room back in, you know, on the south side, and I slept through all of that. So that shows you how deep I sleep. But this shit woke me up, and it was just raining real bad, and, you know, the missus gets up to go to work before I do, and so she had kind of woke me up, and she was like, "I think you might want to call in to work today," and I'm like, "Okay, you know, it's just raining, ain't that bad." So finally wake up, and Moms had texted me, and Moms is like, "Yo, you know, call me when you wake up. My apartment is flooding." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" And so I wake up, and so I call her, and the apartment complex that she stays in, it's one of those where that first level dips down. You know, you've seen those apartments where the first level, you go down steps to get to the first level, so it's even deeper than what the actual ground level is.
That's actually where I stay. Yeah, much is just like that.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. There you go. And so, of course, there's no drain system or nothing like that. So all that rain caused a whole bunch of those bottom floors to get flooded. And apparently, out of all the apartments, there was three of them that got damaged real bad. And Mom's happened to be in one of them. No. And they're going to have to get her a whole new apartment. Sure. And so she's been staying with us since last Monday because of fucking Hurricane Arizona. And I was worried out here because after I got off the phone with Mom's, I called my boss. I was like, yo, I ain't going to be able to make it. I was like, you know, my mom watches my kids. I was like, and her place is flooded. I ain't got nowhere else to take the kids, so I got to stay home. So I called into work, and then I go into the living room. So I'm like, I want to see, you know, how bad it is. I go to peek out the front window, and I step in water. And I'm like, oh, my God, water's now coming into the front door at our place. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm scrambling. I get a whole bunch of towels. I put a whole bunch of towels in front of the door, barricaded. It stops the water from coming in. I go back to the room because we got like a sliding glass window that goes into the backyard. I look and the backyard is completely flooded. And I'm looking. I'm like, I got about 2 more inches and then our house is flooded. And luckily, within an hour or so of that, the rain stopped and it slowed down. So our house didn't get damaged. But shouts out to everybody in Arizona because we were not ready for this. No. Us Phoenicians, we're prepared for heat, but we're not prepared for any other weather anomaly.
It's so funny. I feel like guys like, oh, y'all niggas worry about dehydration? I'll give you some water. But
exactly.
And you know what's so funny, too? It could have been my excuse to not show up at work that day. And there I was, actually early. I don't think the motherfucker leave hella late. I mean, maybe the speeding helps. So kids, if you're listening, you know, always speed on the freeway when it's for dangerous conditions, because you will get to your destination on time.
On time.
On time. Yeah. Wow. Oh, and then it's funny because this girl that I'm talking to, she, her car had like...
Skeet.
And she had her... This dumb bitch. I'm sorry. She, I don't know if she... Like, when, somehow there was fucking water in her car. Like, I shit you not. Like... For like 2 days, it's pretty fucking disgusting. The fact that,
wow,
yeah, we were wired up in that bitch. She had to like shovel it out, and I shall bucket it out, whatever. It was terrible. We was definitely not ready, but yeah. And my suicide attempt fucking failed, but oh well. I guess I'm here to live another day.
Papo is still here to serve his purpose. It is not your time yet, son.
I guess.
But to the people,
I hope you have FB on your desktop, because I'm gonna send you links when I see appropriate.
Oh yeah, I got it up. But to the people, you know, who are not from here, like, people will laugh at us because, I mean, it was a bad storm, but I'm pretty sure Seattle, the Northwest, everybody has seen worse than this. But it was so bad, and like you had said earlier, it really showed how weak our infrastructure is when it comes to a situation like this, because just a simple mass, out of the blue, unusual rainstorm shut the city down. Like, a bunch of people had to call in. At my job where I'm at, the little area that I'm at, it's a team of about 15 of us, and I think about 10 of us had to call in that day. So we like completely crippled our department because a bunch of people couldn't go to work because people's house were flooded. People's couldn't get to work from where they were at. They were flooded in their driveway. Like, it was just insane. And there was videos and pictures all over the
floor. Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of.
At it too, by the way. At Soul Popple. That's not true.
Ask him for a dick pic. And
y'all will get a funny surprise.
And fucking yeah, there was all types of videos from the news where a bunch of people on the freeway got flooded in and got stuck, and a bunch of people, like, it was insane. So Hurricane Arizona, if that wasn't the Armageddon of it just really showed, like, if we were, because that's one thing a lot of people don't understand, there's all types of climate shifts all over the place. The Sahara Desert, which is in Africa, the desert is the size of the United States, to put that into context, how big this desert is. That desert is also the youngest desert on Earth, because it's only about 10,000 years old, because before then, that area was, which was known as Kemet, was more of a grassland. It was more like Kenya, or for us Americans, it would be more like the Northwest, how it was, a lot of trees and just grasslands and all that. So climate shift change happened, which completely wiped out that whole area and turned it into a desert. So now let's say there's another global climate shift or whatever, and let's say in Phoenix something happens and we're no longer a desert, if you will. We start getting a whole lot more rain and clouds and different things like that. That last Monday proved we're not ready for that shit. This city is not built for it to ever rain like that ever again.
Yeah, so we'll see if proper investments are made, but I don't know. Brew that ain't on Brewer's list. So Chess out tell the folks we got in Arizona.
She has too much on her hands trying to get all these goddamn Mexicans out of Arizona. She ain't got time to fix no infrastructure. We gotta get rid of these Mexicans. I got more homes than an essay. No.
Fucking you know what's so funny too is that this past year, a quick little tidbit, has actually been the lowest deportations in Arizona. Now, I'm not too sure if that was from the political scare of happened. I don't know, you've heard about them trying to ship off the kids. I think we talked about on the show. Out of
the
Arizona.
Dream Act thing? Or?
Well, even beyond that, there was recently a thing to where, not too long, a few months ago, where a bunch of kids were being found or just shipped over here, and we pretty much were trying to, we put them in like pretty much little tents, like we put them in little concentration camps, so to speak, because we didn't know how to ship them out. I mean, they don't have any parents, there's no way to get a hold of their parents. Most of them are fucking on their way. And then even some bitch from Bakersfield, California stepped in and literally gathered a big enough of a posse to stop fucking these buses that were shipping, that were pulling these kids in, trying to figure out where to take them at.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, which it was just funny that it's been the, we've deported the least amount of beaners on this trip.
It's funny, because that reminds me, I saw this Spanish movie, because I like to dabble in foreign movies, you know, I've talked about it a lot. City of God, that Brazilian movie is my favorite movie of all time, and it's nothing but subtitles. You gotta sit up and read that motherfucker, and I've watched it like 10, 12, 15 times, like that's my shit. But another like movie. I'm a nigga that likes to read, yo. And fucking, I had saw a movie. I was working with this cat. It was the funniest thing. Like, I was working with this cat, and I might have brought this up on the show. If so, whatever. I was working with this cat, black dude that was dating this Mexican woman who spoke no English and he spoke no Spanish.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. So they had put me up on this movie called Seven Soles, and it was a movie about deportation. It was all in Spanish. It was about seven souls, seven people who were trying to cross the border and, like, all the shit that they went through. And I'm sorry, America, but a lot of those illegal immigrants are more American than you. Like, that's what the fucking the pilgrims and all that did. They were going through that shit out there in England and getting persecuted, and I want to be me and I want opportunity. So they hopped on them boats, they stole some niggas and brought them with them to do some work, and they started a motherfucking country. And that's the same thing the essays is doing now. They want opportunity, and they're coming over here. You got a lot of these silly motherfucking Americans out here that just because they were born on this side, this imaginary line, I'm entitled to all the things that America is entitled to. It's like, you ain't did shit for it. So shouts out to the illegal immigrants. A lot of y'all motherfuckers are more American than a lot of these lazy motherfuckers out here now.
Without y'all, we wouldn't be able to talk shit freely, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know about the freedom part, but you know what I'm saying? And we wouldn't be the society that we is. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but, now, speaking of not being able to be shit without it, would you say that, just to maybe a little bit biblical, do you feel that woman was made from our rib to be our better half?
You know what? I actually have a different opinion. I actually, think, and that's part of my whole, soapbox religion attack, whatever you want to call it, I actually think it's the other way around. And I think that white supremacy, male supremacy, and patriarchy over the, ever since agriculture got invented, I think that that part of the Bible, if you will, got flipped around. Because I genuinely think there's no way that woman came from man. I think it has to be the other way around. So I think if anything,
we came from
there.
From the woman.
I think if anything, we came from their rib, their womb, and that eventually over time, because, you know, there's so many rewrites in history, some motherfucking chauvinistic man was like, no, I don't like this story. We got to make him. We got to make God male, because I don't like this shit. We got to keep these bitches in check. And that's what I think the start of all of that is. Because also, if you go back and... if you go back before, if you go back before agriculture, if you go back to a lot of the ancient religions of like over 10,000 years ago, the women were worshipped. All the gods were women. And it was with Christianity and during that time period when it, all those pagans, if you were a pagan, it meant that you worshipped a female goddess. That's what paganism originally meant, was that you were putting a woman on a pedestal. When you got to put these bitches in their places. So that's where all that shit started.
Okay. So, and mind you, and I definitely believe that our, because I'm a believer in Christ, obviously, by my tender tongue.
What about his wife, Mary?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know he was in this, right? No. And that's, it, see, and that's kind of where it comes down to, where the chauvinistic thing, the, you know, I am man, I am powerful. Kind of, you know, is what, you know, led into the corruption of things and blah 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 blah. Now, in that same vein, when a bitch act up, you gotta get it in check, right?
Oh,
am I right?
Oh, you gotta keep them in their place.
You gotta keep them in their place. Now, which kind of brings me, and I hope you don't mind if I segue into this next joint, if you don't mind. Ray Rice, right? Is that his name? Is that the dude from who plays the foosball?
Yes, he plays the foosball out here in America, and Ray Rice, and this has been an ongoing story. Did you catch this from like the beginning?
Like it started. I remember. Ago. Yeah. Months ago, it was like a story, and I was like, because I go through my articles, I read headlines, and that's kind of where I leave shit at. Now I was so surprised when it didn't become a bigger fucking thing. It wasn't until the fucking TMZ release of the video came out, and
shouts out to TMZ. I know a lot of people hate TMZ because it's that bubblegum, watered down celebrity gossip bullshit, which I do agree. But certain things like this, I do like when TMZ gets their hands on certain footage and gets it out there. Not that anything is ever our business. Whatever is going on in the Rice household is their business. But with that being said, I thought this whole thing was interesting because it started back, I don't know the exact month that it started in, but it originally started with a video of Ray Rice dragging his unconscious fiance out of an elevator. And everybody was like, whoa, what happened? And so the NFL reacted and they suspended Ray Rice for 2 games. And so it was kind of like, oh, well, the NFL must know what happened. They suspended him for 2 games and okay, so that's that. Then recently, in the past week or so, the full video came out. Shouts out to motherfucking TMZ, which I actually have up in the background. I'm gonna hit play on this bitch and see if this is So yeah, the video, he pulls her out and kind of like drops her on the ground. Her legs are still in the elevator door. He kind of just like moves the bitch and he got his foot kind of like moving her with the foot. And it's like, yo, what is going on? Like, did the bitch have a seizure? Like, did she faint? She got a migraine? Like, what's going on? She twist her ankle? And it was just a weird situation. And so the rest of the information came out and they got into an argument. Who knows what they were arguing about, even though I have heard a rumor that there is some audio somewhere. There's a rumor. But so they got into an argument inside of the elevator. She spit on him and I guess swung on him. And Ray Rice apparently forgot that he plays foosball and thought that he was a boxer and hit her with a left hook. And she hit her head on the railing and was knocked unconscious. And that video came out. And the thing that I find interesting this whole thing is that the video that came out and then the NFL suspended him indefinitely, which brings up one of 2 points. They originally saw what happened the first time and they suspended him for 2 games. And then for whatever reason, when the rest of the video came out, they suspended him for life, which means that either they never saw that whole video or they did see the whole video back then, but they're just reacting how the public is acting.
Right.
Because if I'm in the NFL and that's the thing, the NFL ever since all that shit with, what was the dude? What was the name of the dude that shot himself in the leg in the club? Do you remember that? He was a wide receiver for the Giants.
No, actually, I don't remember.
Well, it was 06, 07, like damn near 10 years ago. The NFL was going through a whole lot of issues, just kind of like how the NBA was doing, switching up the dress code and all that. The NFL was doing a whole bunch like that. And the NFL does this whole we care thing. And so when the Ray Rice thing happened and that video came out and they suspended him, I was under the impression that, oh, they must have requested to see, like, the rest of the video, or they must know, like, the rest of what happened. Maybe they talked to Ray in particular, and he was like, well, this is what happened. And then so they acted accordingly and suspended him. But then when they suspended him indefinitely, it was like, well, did you guys ever see the video? If you didn't see the video, did you not request the video? But then there's a lot of stories of that the video, the full video was sent to them. And so if you guys saw the full video and only suspended him for 2 games, but then now are suspending him indefinitely, is it because you guys really didn't give a shit? And so 2 games, we'll shut him up. But now people are really mad that they seen the whole video. So now we got to make ourselves look good in front of the public. Like, it just really made the NFL look bad. Like, y'all ain't really paying attention. You're doing all this shit for PR, so.
And really quickly, if you can look at your phone, man, I actually made a little Vine where I connected it with Migos Fight Night. You know that? I don't know if you heard that Migos song, Fight Night. I think it's called Fight Night. I thought it was a Rick Ross song. It has some motherfucker saying, hit him with the left, hit him with the right, I'ma knock the pussy out like Fight Night.
Oh, anyway, yeah, I know that joint, yeah.
I made a little Vine of that and the TMZ footage of the thing, because this nigga hit him with two strong, real strong rights. But yeah,
God,
yeah. I think that's, and you know what? Ain't nobody liked it. That's fucked up. That shit was genius.
Yeah, I'm about to like that shit, yo.
All right, please do, please, and people who are listening as well. Bapo, reminding, let's make domestic violence popular again. The fucking man, when the shit popped off, the biggest thing that ended up happening was whoever the director or some top motherfucker in the NFL, who once again is the one who received
Roger Goodell.
They're on his ass because, you know, him having the footage so many months ahead, and he's saying that he didn't receive what this was, and they're saying they did. It's all he say, she say bullshit. But
yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it's coming down to. And now the thing though, real quick with it, they're still together. They got married about a month after that.
No, they said it was the next day. And as soon as I heard that shit, I'm thinking to myself, fucking immunity. Or I mean, because you figure a wife can't testify against her husband, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not too sure if it's in this case, if it's a case with murder, but I figure, to me, that's what that popped in my mind. I'm like, oh, okay, he shut the bitch up, I'ma marry you. You wanna have, you know what I'm saying, you know, if you wanna divorce me, you don't have my shit, okay, but you know, let's get married, baby, I love you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if you look at the video though, it was so funny because he hit her with two strong rights, right? Now, the first one knocked her back. She fell back. This bitch charged, which told me, this ain't his whole fucking first rodeo. This bitch done this before.
Yeah.
Because what happened when he swung? This bitch charged at him. That's why he hit him with the even stronger right. Like, oh, bitch, you didn't come. You didn't understand me the first time.
The one thing I gotta ask, because a lot of people are, you know, he hit her, so automatically a lot of people are like, oh, she's been in an abusive relationship, he must do this all the time, so on and so forth. But I ask the question, if you're a chick and you're in an abusive relationship and you got this nigga that keep going upside your head, would she have charged him like that in the elevator? Like, I take it that she charged at him because she didn't expect him to do anything like that. So not that I'm defending the man, but I'm just simply saying it didn't. I don't think that behavior is something common, because if you're a woman in an abusive relationship, you're going to be more subservient. He's going to be more domineering, so you're not going to be all up in his face unless you like getting knocked the fuck out. So I don't know. That's how I took it. And his unemotional reaction, like a lot of people are talking about that. But I mean, you got to kind of understand people in different situations. Like, I remember this is back in the day, I worked at a convenience store. I worked at a Diamond Shamrock, which is similar to a Circle K, 7-Eleven, wherever the fuck y'all have, wherever y'all live. And I worked graveyard at this joint, and I had told you I got robbed one time, so I got tricked. Somebody came around the joint with a little knife, you know, hey, give me the money, bitch. Oh, shit, you can have that money. Bam, gave it to him, so on and so forth. Well, when the police came, you know, they got to watch the video and so on and so forth, and the manager's there, and they're watching the video, and they're asking, why am I so calm in the situation? And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I supposed to flip the fuck out and Kermit the Frog Muppets freak out? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, he came around with a knife. I don't want to get stabbed. He requested the money, so I gave him the money. Then as he left, I didn't watch the nigga walk out because I don't want him to think that I'm trying to see where he's going or what car he's getting into. Nigga, you got the money. I ain't got stabbed. You could leave with that money. I'll call the cops afterwards. They can figure that shit out. Like, nigga, my name is Bennett. I ain't in it. I don't know nothing, yo. But it was one of those things where people were like, why did you react so unemotional? So it might have been a situation like that with Ray Rice where he hit her and he, out of anger, hit her. And that might have been the first time he ever hit her. And when she fell unconscious, he might have freaked out and he might have reacted unemotionally because he didn't know what to do. So I don't know.
Yeah, like you said, you don't know what's going on. You really can judge. You don't know the situation. It's not like he was fighting some fucking Illuminati princess, you know, pussy pocket. But it made me laugh because, of course, they had to get 2 cents from everybody. And who would be well versed in this sort of situation, predicament? Chris Brown, y'all. And
they asked him.
Of course. And they had actually asked Chris Brown, you know, I guess what he thought, or I don't know what the hell they're trying to squeeze out of him. You know,
Chris Brown, did you hit Rihanna this hard?
Do you feel like it was?
Did you set up with a Mayweather combo? Was it a jab, jab, hook?
Speaking of which, fucking Mayweather dominated the night. I didn't fucking watch it. Just heard the last of shits. But just, you know what I'm saying? Money making team. And on the road, as much as I want to see a Latin, no matter what kind of Latin, whether it's a chink, you know what I'm saying? Fucking sort of
Mayweather
Latin. Or
loves knocking essays out. That's what he paid for. Mayweather is the best of all time at knocking essays out. That's what the fuck he do. Because he know essays hate his ass. And they gonna pay to see him lose. And that nigga don't lose. Mayweather, baby.
And this one,
money team.
This is another reason why I don't do comedy out at forums, because I feel like the shit that I say is going to get me Mayweather the fuck out. But it's funny because back to Chris Brown, who's just saying, it's all about the choices you make. That's all he can stick to. It's kind of like how a motherfucker say, no comment, or you know, I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
What do you think made him do that? It's all about the choices you make.
That's hilarious.
With every rhyme, there's a reason. So...
But the last thing I'll say in the whole Ray Rice situation is that me personally, like, I know a lot of women I saw on social media getting real pissed off and infuriated and having all these comments about Ray Rice and getting mad at people who were playing devil's advocate and different things. Like, oh, y'all are just promoting a man beating a woman. But, and actually, yo, my beard game is coming through, yo. You see that? Game coming through, yo.
I'm trying
to grow the beard, yo. I just noticed that.
Hey, can we both look hella like suspect? Because in the real, I'm trying to grow my shit out. But the few ladies I do talk to, they tell me, grow it out, make it real nice. And most bitches don't like that, but I don't give a fuck.
But last thing, I will say that to all the women and all the people in general who are just outraged and like, oh, the NFL should do this and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, she's still with him and she married him after this incident. So if she's not that mad, why the fuck are we spending all this time, emotion and energy getting mad for her? And I will say this, she accepted the man and she's back with him. And if he hit the bitch and knock her out again tomorrow, I still don't give a fuck because she isn't the victim. She's not being held with a gun, as far as I know, to stay in this relationship. She's putting up with the shit. So if she chooses to put up with the shit, then you make the bed that you lay in. And so, hey, but all power to her. I hope this situation works for them. But I do feel bad because Ray Rice had a horrible season last year. He was going into his contract year, and since he got suspended indefinitely, he might get paid this one last time in the NFL this one last year, unless it's suspension without pay. I don't really know the details, but this nigga's money might be done. So expect a Rice family reality show coming on VH1.
Fucking A, seriously. Behind the Blows. 1-2.
Behind the Blows. Yes. Round of applause. So, speaking of blows, I'm hoping to see a few more blows if this Nets video does come out. And the video I'm talking about is, does Iggy Azalea have a sex tape?
Can it be?
No. Can it be?
Hey.
I don't know.
And I'm guessing it's with this NBA dude?
No, it's with some other cat. Like, because apparently it's not a new video from what is being brought up. So it says, it shouts out to All Hip Hop, who has my Snow Bunny Goddess up here and has a story. They say, breakout star Iggy Azalea could be joining Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, and Mimi Faust on the list of released celebrity sets tapes if Vivid Entertainment gets their way. Shouts out to Vivid. Them niggas love their celebrity sets tapes.
Oh, but, God. They put in the money. They do Octomom, Mom, the little bitch from 16 and Pregnant. They
yo,
does it.
The Teen Mom one, what was her name? Farrah? Was it Farrah? Yo, that one was all right. Did you see that one, yo? It wasn't.
No,
like,
but I heard she took it in the booty though.
Oh, yo, she looked like she's done a few of these. Like it wasn't her first time at the rodeo watching that. So I'll just say that.
And apparently, the dude that's just fucking James Dean, he's like a big deal, right? Like he's the only name in porn that I know as far as guys go. I know you're well versed in that.
Fucking that was the whole thing. They tried to play it off like it was an amateur sets tape and the video got leaked, but then it was obviously filmed and edited by a professional crew and she was getting it in with a professional porn star. So it was fucking silly. But fuck her. That was the whole thing. Like that was a real porn. And then they tried to do the controversy. Oh my God, it leaked. Cause you know, you can't believe shit in the media. So I also believe that if this, or actually to continue the story, it says that the fancy rapper first denied that any sets tape existed, but her lawyers are now claiming there is a tape and it most likely was filmed when Australian native was underage and without her consent.
Oh, I gotta see this. Oh.
Now, the dude, I don't have his name in front of me, but the dude who's apparently the guy in it, he's coming out and he's like, no, she was of age and the sets tape does exist. And so it might be coming out soon. And if so, I believe that this is all, once again, part of the corporation and the machine. If Iggy Azalea has the sets tape and it does come out, they filmed this. They've been waiting to put this thing out to make money because she is the new, her and Nicki Minaj are battling for female MC supremacy, if you will, with MC being rapper, being hip-hop, being pop nowadays. So they're trying to prove who's queen, bitch, since Beyonce is more R&B and they're more the hip-hop pop, if you will. And so what will put Iggy ahead of Nicki Minaj? A sets tape.
You know what? And I can't front and say this beautiful white snow bunny goddess is going to be the Jesus that we needed to take us into the next world because of her beauty and her asking and her ass. But she definitely is part of that machine, yo. When this comes out, it's like, all right, that's exactly what we needed. That was next on the list. That's the next checkpoint that we needed to reach.
Did you see there was a next level? There was another video that leaked of her a couple of months ago, and it was when she first came out. And before she was doing her rap thing, she was singing like a pop star. She was doing pop music. And so everybody's like,
I fucking doubt it.
Yeah, everybody's like, yo, she is so part of the machine. They're just trying, just like Nicki Minaj is. They're trying each and every possible way they can to put them out and make people like them. And I always translate it to professional wrestling. This is the same thing with me watching professional wrestling, and you have one guy who was organically growing. Like, that dude has talent. You know, he connects with the audience, and, you know, he doesn't come off like he's acting. He comes off like his character is an embellishment of himself. And then you have other guys where it's like, this is so overproduced and overscripted, and you could tell that, you know, that's who Vince McMahon is trying to shove down your throat. And that's the same exact thing with Nicki Minaj and Iggy. This is the machine, whoever the Vince McMahon of the music industry is. These are the two bitches that he got his rocks off on, and that's who he's shoving down our throats. But I will say, Iggy, I'm not mad. She is the female Vanilla Ice of this era, but I will ride this wave, and if this tape comes out, I'll Apple Store stand in line and wait to pick it up. I'm just saying. I'm gonna need that in my life. And Poppo just dropped off. So, yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, we are here chilling. IBHM Podcast, it's your boy Arizona Verse. And I guess this is a good time to go ahead and do a plug. You could check us out at IBHMpodcast.com for plenty of shit. We update the page very oftenly, and we keep it moving, keep it pushing. You subscribe to the show on Stitcher, iTunes, and all that good shit. And fuck with the ADHD page. We got a lot of cool articles, a lot of videos, shits on there. I'm still looking for some bloggers, so if any of y'all out there know some bloggers or know some bloggers, the video side of it, and want to get down with the IBHM family, holla at us at IBHMpodcast@gmail.com. So Oppo still has not returned. And so I'm going to hop on Facebook and see what's popping over here on the Facebook. And what is this? What is this? I see something popping up. And is that Popo? Popo is back in the motherfucking building, y'all.
I was hoping you would have kept on going. I hope you didn't stop on my account.
Oh, no. I kept it pushing. Yo. Sure. I do this. I do's this.
Okay.
But,
so are we done talking shit about my baby?
My baby, we can move on to some other shit going on in the hip hop world. What happened with a hip hop legend, if you will, this week?
Okay, like, yes. Well, just yesterday, September 13, 2014, was another death anniversary of the legend.
Oh, and Popo dropped off once again. So go ahead and pop this up. Tupac Shakur, and of course with the legend of Tupac being the Black Elvis, if you will, there was a Tupac Shakur hoax that
why doesn't Google like me? Dude, why doesn't Google fuck with me? You goddamn Google
is doing that shit again, because when it switched back to you, the video won't play. It might do the video audio thing with you again. That's why this is a secret show.
Oh, goodness. I don't know about this shit.
But apparently, there was a hoax that went viral on Tupac's anniversary of his death. And Tupac died 18 years ago on September 13th. And fuck you and your ESPN ad. He was shot in Las Vegas, as everybody fucking should know by now. But fans were remembering the rapper's life and music on Saturday on Twitter. But some were tweeting and reposting hoax articles that said he's come out of hiding after 18 years. That false rumor originated on satire site Hustlers, which posted an article last month about Tupac emerging, and it included a Photoshop picture of him and Beyonce. And
wow, that's all we needed was fucking for there to be a picture with him and Beyonce.
And shouts out to the motherfucking people who, after 18 years, still think Tupac is alive. I got some magic beans to sell y'all, and also I know this Nubian or Nigerian prince that has like $18 million, but if you send him $15,000 so he can clear off the taxes, he could give you half the money. I know that dude too, so if you want to give me $15,000, I'll make sure I get it over to him. So
mother yo, fuck the world, honestly.
Yes.
And once again, and I don't know what I fucking missed, but like I said, it was his death birthday. So has it been 18 years since he died? Then 18?
Been 18 years.
Been 18
since
years.
He died. And it's crazy, because, yeah, I was in the fifth grade. I remember we stayed on 48th and Broadway. Why?
Because I'm trying to think. I remember, I forgot what kind of app I was on to where automatically they gave me the age of 93, as if I was born in 93. Like, that's the legal age. So, 93. Well, okay, I guess, well, no.
Well, no, yeah, 96 is 18. Yeah, that was 18 years ago, because I was 96 when he died, so.
Cool. So I guess a shout out for motherfucking show. He's legal or not. If she don't know about Tupac's death, she might be too young for you, bro.
She might be too young, so think twice before you I'll leave it at that. And that also.
I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Well, before we switch it up to what he was held up against, if you go to my Vine, once again, at Soap Apple, I had put two little videos of Tupac back when he did Gridlock. Do you remember the movie Gridlock with Tim Roth?
Yes, and I never seen that. I still
God,
today because, seen it.
dude. Because there was two things that
wait, how do you get really to your Vine? What is it? I did vine.com/soulpapo. It took me to Vine Market, and there's no Soul Papos available.
Well, there's definitely a Soul Papo, so I'm not too sure if it's soulpapo.vine. But, I mean, if you go into your Vine and just look for at Soul Papo, then you'll be able to find me. And I'll be doing, because I want to show a bigger version of, and this actually was sampled. Kendrick used it once, I think, on Section 80. And then Absol used it on his last record. I forgot what it was called. What was the last one called? These days.
Yeah, these days. Yeah.
And he uses one thing. Yeah, but that was Tupac just on the bass, fucking trying to get real jazzy. And then there's another line with Tim Roth. They're heroin junkies, by the way. Rule Bowl on the post I put, when you hang around with your black friends too long and you listen to Tupac, you get real brave.
All of a sudden N words keep getting dropped.
Nigga. But yeah, peep it out. And it was a dope movie. It was Tupac was actually, dude, he was great at everything he did, yo.
Yeah.
Honestly, to me, the reason why he's the GOAT, the reason why he was the greatest of all time is because he has that passion, that fire. Yeah. He can go from being a fucking thug to crying to his mama, yet he was preaching to everybody in the fucking hip hop world about how he should love women and how they, you know, need to cherish their wives, and then, you know, they got trouble with some side of me, you know, some little bit shit there, you know, some cases.
He signed,
seen him act.
He sold his soul to the devil, which is Suge Knight and Death Row, and that was the start of the end of the demise of Tupac Shakur. And I think for some odd reason, and I won't say that he predicted his death, I won't say that he faked his death, and he's been in Cuba for 18 years. Get off that shit, people. It was it's the 7-day theory. It would have been 7 years. So you're 11 years too late if you still believe that bullshit. But I do agree that Tupac was indeed the greatest hip-hop artist of all time. But he wasn't
above
the
everyone.
Yeah. What? He wasn't the greatest rapper, though. Wasn't. Personally.
Now, there's only one man who goes up against Tupac. One living, breathing, well, nigga dead now. But who's the one motherfucker that was up against him?
You always have to. You can't bring up Tupac without bringing up Biggie. You got to bring up Biggie, and this is also
Paul McCartney and John Lennon. You either love one and hate the other, or you know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you? I don't believe you. I don't trust you. You don't pick sides.
And it's been two full decades since Biggie kicked in the door of hip-hop landscape with Ready to Die, and he simultaneously changed the East Coast rap game. And, it's the two full decades, since he dropped his album. And Puff had just come off being fired from Uptown MC, and it seemed he was only in service for his own ego. But his most recent acquisition was the super MC by the name of Notorious Big, and he was still signed to the label that Andre Harrell built, though they had obviously did not like what they had or whatever. But Puff started his whole Bad Boy Records. He signed Biggie, and Biggie put out his debut album, Ready to Die, which was a solid album. It was a very solid album, Ready to Die. I'm not the biggest Biggie fan. I'm a much bigger Tupac fan than I am a Biggie fan. It's because I thought that Tupac was the greater MC and Biggie was the greater rapper. Pac had something to say. Biggie knew how to say things and make them sound good. And I think that was the biggest difference. So if you ask me who was the better rapper between the two of them, I would say Biggie. But if you ask me who the better artist was, I would have to go with Tupac.
I guess. Did you already mention how it was Biggie's anniversary for Ready to Die?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean,
for anybody wondering, while I was going on that whole rant, Popo had dropped off, and so that's the reason why he wasn't sure if I had said that.
My bad. I mean, that, yeah.
No, you good? You good?
Okay, but I can't honestly think of a particular track from that album because it was a hot album. It was his first album. I mean, he had shit. I think was it the Hypnotize was on there. He had Big Papa on there.
Yeah, I'm bringing up the discography.
The Ten Crack Commandments. I was trying to bring that up too, man, but my internet is fucking funking up, man. Apparently, can suck a dick.
Just like fucking, what he had? He had Machine Gun, Funk, he had Warning, One More Chance, that was a big record.
Warning, because isn't that when he goes like, six, was it, I don't know if it was 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, something some shit.
Yeah. And then Struggle, Big Papa was on this record. Unbelievable. And Suicidal Thoughts. So yeah, he has some joints on here, yo. We can't forget the What featuring Method Man. So yeah, Biggie had some joints on this, and it's interesting too to me how like the music industry, the music landscape has changed. This was considered a big album. It came out in 94, yeah, 20 year anniversary, so it came out in 94. And this album, when it came out, it only moved 57,000 copies in its first week, and it was later certified 4x platinum. It took took about 5 years or so, but it went 4x platinum. But it just shows how it kind of goes back to the music industry nowadays. If you have a record, and when the record comes out, it only does like 20,000, 30,000 the first week. If you really put out a solid album, just give it a few years, that joint will bubble and people will eventually pick it up. So, yes, sir. Ready to Die, the album, all that shit. Yes, sir. Papo, can you hear me? Holla if you hear me. Holla if you hear me. Papo,
I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, there go Papo. He's back now. And so on that note, I think it's time to bring up yo homeboy. If Papo could stay online without his shit dropping every so often. Wait, we're gonna do this, yo. We're gonna do this real. We're gonna do this real fresh. Like, I'm gonna call Papo on the motherfucking. Get him on the line so we can see what's going on with this man. Oh, he's popping back up. He's popping back up. Check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. Here go another one. Mic check 1 2. It's actually funny because there's a picture. Tumblr ain't shit. There's a picture on Tumblr and it says the 17 best Godell must see or Godell must go tweets the NFL needs to see. It shows a picture of Adrian Peterson and it says, oh, check 1 2. It has a picture of Adrian Peterson and it says, hide your kids. It's a picture of Ray Rice. It says, hide your wife. It's a picture of Michael Vick. It says, hide your dogs. A picture of whatever that Mexican dude is. It says, hide your guns. It has the gay dude. Says, hide your husband. It has Ben Roethlisberger. Says, hide your daughters. Show some black dude. I don't know him. It says, hide your blunts. And then you have Roger Goodell with hide your evidence. And we got Popo back on the line on the speakerphone. Popo, can you hear us?
No. Well, I'm guessing we're going to talk to Biggie, because on the real, I found these last words, if I can retract back, was Tupac said, I'll hit him up. Fuck your bitch.
In the set you claim.
Oh.
Some shit like that. But damn, all right, so we moved it back over to Foosbone?
Oh, no, I was on Tumblr and I had saw that. But I was going to bring up Yo Boy. It's back in the news, yo. Motherfucking George Zimmerman. What the fuck is wrong with him, man?
We got cut off again, yo.
Oh, can you hear me? Papo having all kinds of issues over there. Wait, I'm going to call him real quick. We're going to get him back on the line, yo. We're going to finish this. Here we go. Check 1 2.
Yo, am I on speaker?
Speaker. Here we go.
Am I on speaker?
Oh, so you got to mute your computer, man.
What, you can hear me on the computer?
Now I can. Check 1 2.
Yo, but you can actually hear me because I can't hear you for shit.
Oh, shit. Well, let me do this. Okay, what if I talk in... I'll talk through the phone, but I can hear you through the mic, so you're good. Okay. The listeners can still hear you. But I'll keep the phone going so you can hear me.
I'm going to do this then.
Papa having all kinds of issues. And we got a special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Come on over here. Yo, as I said earlier, Moms is staying with me, and she is currently feeding the cats. So I'm gonna have Moms get here. Say hi to
Popo. Y'all done met before.
Y'all done met before. Wait, you gotta get down. You gotta speak into the
mic. Hi, Mrs. Paper.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
Hey.
My name's Hopper, though.
Nice to hear you. Actually, I think everything's working now. We was having some technical difficulties, but the issue with everything is working
now.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm actually going to switch it back over right now. I don't think you can.
Yeah, Popo shit don't work, so it's been fucking up.
Got so many headphones and doodads and things. It's nice to see you.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Say the shot.
You are
like
on the internet right now.
Yo, actually, I'm going to tell y'all a quick story. Check one, two. Can you hear me? Quick story. Everybody knows I was an MC in a former life, and I had a lot of different music material, different stuff that we put together. And back in the day, I used to have a fourth track, Fuck Macklemore, with his whole record when he talked about making songs on the fourth track. Nigga, I was making records on the fourth track and whatever. But me and my cousin, Mr. Chaos, we would do records. And one of the ongoing themes I had, I would always do these radio shows. And it'd be DJ clips, and we'd have people, callers calling in, and we'd have different family members and friends and all that play different characters that were calling into the show. And Moms was on the show one time, and she was complaining about the state of music and how she was sick of all this rap shit, and she was talking about what happened to all the soul, what happened to the Shy Lights Hell. I forgot if you had mentioned it on there, but it was a classic, yo. I got that shit on cassette somewhere, yo, so I might drop that shit one day, yo.
Wow. That's what you don't want to hear. You know, shit, you gotta find a cassette player, though.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, I'm about to cop this joint through Fingerhut. Let me move back over here. I'm about to cop this joint through Fingerhut. It's that sits in one joint, so it has the cassette player, the CD player, has the auxiliary, and has the motherfucking vinyl where you can play the 45s or the 33 and the thirds or the all them. Like, oh, I need this in my life.
I need that in my life, yo.
But speaking of needing shit in my life, I need somebody to do something about motherfucking George Zimmerman, because something's wrong with this
Monica.
Name.
Monica!
And we brought this up back when the Trayvon Martin shit happened. I had the missus, I had Skips on the line, and she came in and did the show with us. And we had a long, like, 45-minute conversation on episode 12, the Two Vaginas special, where we talked about the whole George Zimmerman thing. And we went on a rant for, like, damn near an hour just talking about him. And you've played devil's advocate the whole time of maybe Trayvon was a thug, and maybe Trayvon did overstep or get low.
He was black. He was up to no good.
He was a black teenager who smoke weed, so apparently the kid had to die. But you had,
if not him, George, someone else.
You had George Zimmerman, who a lot of people, you know, questioned if he had anger issues. And then after the whole Trayvon thing happened and he got away with it, then he kept getting he was going on that America tour for a while, where he was kind of driving around places, and he kept getting pulled over for driving too fast and shit. And then he was spotted at the gun range, did that shit at the gun range. He got into it with his wife, and remember, he beat up his stepdad. Like, the nigga's been wilding out. But he disappeared for a while. He wasn't on the news anymore. But this last week, Zimmerman is back in the news because he threatened to kill a driver in a road rage incident. And now this this is funny, too, because I keep forgetting this. I keep forgetting, I guess, that I'm an adult. I still look at everything but differently. But I'm older than George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman is a 30-year-old who was found not guilty last year of murdering Trayvon Martin. And said he was... He said he would shoot the driver dead during this Lake Mary incident on Tuesday. The same man later called 911 to report Zimmerman because the nigga was waiting outside of his workplace. So as the story goes, they got into a road rage incident. Don't know exactly what happened, but Zimmerman got a little gully. He, you know, got a little thuggish, if you will. You know, maybe he was turned up listening to some Trinidad James. He was so upset that he got dropped from Def Jam. You know, I don't know what's going on in Zimmerman's life right now. I don't know. Maybe he couldn't really turn up. I don't know what happened. But so he get into a road rage incident, and then somehow within 24 hours, this nigga found where this dude worked at and showed up at his job, and the cops end up showing up, and Zimmerman had the heat on him, and the guy is claiming that during the road rage incident, the guy looked over and he threatened to kick my ass and to shoot me, and he said, what are you going to do, shoot me? I'm not messing with you. And the guy said that, do you know who I am? So Zimmerman was basically like, yo, nigga. I get away with killing niggas. Like, I'll fuck you up, yo.
I do what OJ couldn't do.
Yo, so Zimmerman is on one, yo. That nigga, he is the new OJ. This will only end bad. But I think the difference is the OJ thing ended bad where the white supremacists were so mad that OJ got away with killing a white woman that they watched that nigga like a hawk for the next 2 decades until they caught the nigga stealing his own shit and threw him in a jail. Zimmerman on the end.
One of these days, we gonna catch ya.
Zimmerman on the other end doesn't have white supremacy checking chasing his ass down, so his story will not end until he's eventually going to kill somebody. And I'm not even saying it's going to be a minority, it could be a white person. This man has an issue. He thinks he's invincible, got away with murder. He's eventually going to kill somebody. So you heard it here first on the IBHM podcast.
I mean, honestly, he thinks he's more than a man. He thinks he's a god. I mean, shit. I mean, I don't have shit to say about that. I mean, and mind you, I feel like he's a confused soul. I don't think we understand Zimmerman. I feel like he's been brought up in society where, you know, it's wrong to be racist and hoop-de-hoop-de-hoop-de.
Oh, that poor man.
You know, he had to act upon his aggressions. And, you know, he did it for the best of mankind. You know, he's only doing what God set him up.
He did it for the vine.
But on the real, though, like, as far as this role, I mean, yeah, you could obviously see this motherfucker just setting himself up, and he's gonna reach his tippy toe as his mountaintop and fucking hit the hay. I don't know. I don't like to speak badly upon people, especially legends and greats and those who stand up for what they believe in, because not many people do. Can we say that? Can we at least agree on that?
Or at least agree on that. Even though some people stand up for some bullshit, I at least agree with that.
Yeah, but it's bad as hell, and I don't even know. I mean, I know we're so past shit we believe in, but I mean, obviously we have morals, and I know that seems like a fucking poor set of them. Did you already touch on the Adrian thing while I was gone?
No, it came up with a joke. Okay. What Adrian Peterson from the Minnesota Vikings did.
Just to pull it back, yeah, Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. He's fucking looking at 2 years in prison because if they found guilty of child abuse. Now apparently this motherfucker, and I laughed so much when I heard the news. They referred to it, and I forget because it doesn't say it in this article. What is it? A switch? What is it called? Like when you get a piece of fucking
switch
bread?
That nigga took it back to the 80s. That nigga got a switch.
Yo, like how our mamas used to beat us back in our days. See, now it translates so much. I mean, now I don't think kids even get hit nowadays. So he has good moral fucking values that don't mesh well with society nowadays, because we will get up in your shit. It's none of our goddamn business, but we will put our nose where it don't belong. And
we live in such a PC society, and I talk a lot about how I really love the Joe Rogan podcast, but the one thing that Joe Rogan has brought up many times that I don't particularly agree with is he's completely against like ever raising your voice or ever like spanking your child or anything like that. And I get where he's coming from, because you want to bring up your kids in a peaceful environment, but your kids have to fear and respect you. That's the only way you're going to be able to mold them and guide them in any certain direction. A lot of these punk ass kids in the dominant society that you see shooting up schools and all this shit, these
tell
kids are
mom to fuck off, mom. Go get me starving.
Fuck you, mom. You're a bitch, mom. I fucking hate you. Like, them motherfuckers never got they ass whooped growing up. Like, and that's one of the things that I really disagree with a lot of, that whole anti your kids, you just put them in timeout. Like, to each his own, because I also don't give parenting advice, because I think that children and people are just like snowflakes. No two are alike. You could have 8 kids, and each one of them you need to discipline a completely different way because they're different individuals. But Adrian Peterson whooped motherfucking his kid's ass with a switch. He took it back old fucking granny style out growing up out there in the South.
Well, see, what would have been great, though, what would have been really great would have been if he would have actually asked his kid, because the way that they did it back in the day, you had to go and pick this switch. You actually had to go and pick out the damn switch that she was about to whoop your ass with.
Mom's got something to say about some switches here. Right. Come talking to the mic.
I got my ass whooped a lot with switches, and I'm here to talk about it. Sometimes you just have to.
Simple
as that.
from moms. Let me give a hug on the show. Ooh, mom's dropping knowledge on them. So, but no, that's real talk. Like, you gotta keep your kids in check. And like, all kids don't need to get whooped. There's some kids who they could skate by through life and never get whooped because they got their shit together. But there's some little motherfuckers out there who are hard headed, and you gotta keep your foot up their ass, or you gotta do something to get through to that kid. And so, once again, I don't subscribe to exclusives or absolutes. It's a case-by-case basis, but I think it's dangerous to say that you should never whoop any kid ever, ever, ever. I think that's a dangerous way to think, because there is no never, ever, none of that bullshit. So
we all learn differently, and that's just, like I said, sometimes what it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know we're gonna take the show a whole lot different, but I wanted to bring up thing, too, because it might be something, it might not. Kind of just keep your eyes peeled. There was another racist like happening in Utah, which I figured they were all grapes and jelly. I thought everything was all copacetic.
No, fuck Utah. I will not drive through Utah. Fucking Utah is the Mormon capital of America. I'm staying Mormons don't like black people. They think we're cursed.
I kid you not.
Yeah, I don't fuck with no Mormons. That's a goddamn cult. I don't fuck with them niggas.
In Saratoga Springs, Darian Hunt's family, he was a 22-year-old. I'm not sure if he died or not, if he got shot, but apparently, he got shot, and they're saying it's because he was black. So they're playing the race card real early. There's no details as to what this motherfucker did, what happened, but
the one thing that I will just to interject real quick, the one thing I think is funny is anytime the media plays the race card, why do people get mad at black people? Like, it's the media playing the race card. And last I checked, black people don't.
And we hate on that. I'm hating on that.
It always comes back to the rhythm. Like, oh, I hate them niggas in that rhythm. Ooh, it's so golden. But
why you gotta be on a beat like the way you do?
It kills me when they be like, oh, and pulling the race card. It's like the media is white people. Like, if the race card is getting pulled in the media, that's white people doing that. That's not black people, because we don't own shit in America. Mm-mm. We don't own hip-hop. We don't own nothing.
Y'all could be owning NFL teams. And what was the other NBA team that... And then you heard it.
Clippers. And actually, that brings up, did you hear the shit with the Atlanta Hawks?
Oh, and I'm thinking the Hawks, yeah. The dude, the owner, apparently had an email that had said some shit about how there's too many fucking black folks around here. We got to figure out how we can whiten it up, because most of the fans that go to the games are black. Which, mind you, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Now, really quickly, just so I can voice my shit, I honestly feel that this email, which, mind you, was an email to... It wasn't... he leaked it himself. Which makes me wonder if he publicly just wants to kind of get rid of the team. I don't know why he had to do it this way. I'm not sure if someone was trying to blackmail him and he said, fuck it, I'll do it myself. But, I mean, it sounded like more of a, like a company strategy. It just sounded more like a statistic. It was just more of a fact that, hey, this Atlanta team, which Atlanta is primarily black, we have black fans. And yeah. I'm not too sure if his words, and I'll let you read it, was him trying to say that these brothers be scaring the white folks coming to the games. But there's a heavier brother sort of demographic. You tell me. I'm sorry. I just
wanted to you got it, because while you was reading that, or while you were saying that, I'm trying to find the Danny Ferry, because there's two different things. There's the owner who released that racist, Bruce Levinson. What did he say?
The email, right?
I wrote an email 2 years ago that was inappropriate and offensive. I have trivialized our fans by making cliched assumptions about their interests, hip-hop versus country, white versus black, and by stereotyping their perceptions of one another by focusing on race. I also sent the unintentional and hurtful message that our white fans are more valuable than our black fans. Now, I will say that I haven't followed the story 100% fully, so on and so forth, but I do think that that is part of the demographic thing. I do think that there was some of that in there where he wasn't necessarily like, oh, fuck these niggers, we gotta hang them and lynch them. It was more like, yo, the white demographic pays spends more money at our events and so on and so forth.
We got
what can we do? Because niggas love to show up to an event and bring their popcorn and their purse. Like, niggas love to do that shit.
We need people who are going to pay this high prices.
How can I get these crackers to get in here and drop $50 on some popcorn? Like, this is what this is coming down to. And I'm not mad at the situation. Like, it's whatever. Like, if he got to sell the team, he got to sell the team. Whatever. Like,
to quote I don't remember how high with the Red Man and Method Man. There's this one dude who lived on the couch and he had this on his teeth that said, "I need money.
I need money." Mm.
But keep going, sir.
It once again goes back to Donald Sterling and all this. Every time I hear one of these owners say something racially motivated, if you will, I'm not surprised. Like, you are a product of your environment, and be your environment, be the hood or be it Wall Street. You're a product of your environment. If you're around a bunch of white folks trying to get more white money because it's more, I won't even say valuable, but it's more of it coming in. Because the same thing goes back to like hip hop. We talk about it all the time with hip hop and how white people buy more hip hop. That's the reason why Iggy Azalea is blowing up so well. That's the reason why Eminem blew up so well. Not to take away and say that neither of them have talent. They have talent, but we as human beings are accustomed to treating people a certain way because of how they look. And if you like white artists and you have white people blow up in urban demographics, says, "Oh, well, yeah, I want to pick that person up. I want to support them because, oh, I've never seen a white girl rap like this, or, oh, I've never seen a white guy rap like that." There's nothing wrong with
ass like that.
With an ass like this. But, shit's crazy. So, yeah, I'm at the point where, like, every time an article like this comes out, like, I'm not surprised. I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, okay.
If he wants to
somebody else said some racist shit. Oh, well.
Yeah, right?
I want some niggas to buy this shit. Yo, Mayweather, you just knocked another nigga out. Yo,
you got all this money. Paycheck. Motherfucker, you can't read, but I'm pretty sure you could buy a team, though.
Yo, we Atlanta, fucking T.I., Gucci Man, all you rappers out there representing the A, fucking Outkast. Like, do this shit for the A. Like, let's bring it over here. Yo, this is your opportunity. Us as African Americans, we get mad every time some racist shit happens. This is our opportunity now to make some right by it. But no, another Jewish or white man's going to buy the fucking team. It's going to be the same old bullshit. He's just going to be more careful about not dry snitching on himself.
Right. But, and part of me wonders too, like, so obviously someone's trying to pinch him, right? Because why would this cat come out like this? I'm not too sure if that's the best way to sell something, or if you figure if by him leaking shit like this, people are going to think, oh, well, he's going to sell. Oh, this motherfucker's going to be out the pocket pretty soon. Let's just buy this shit for pennies on the dollar. I don't know.
He might have saw how the Clippers sold for $2 billion. It was like, yo, I got to get some of this money. Let me go ahead and release this email real quick so I get this money. Yo, I'm selling the team now. I'm selling it. Who wants it? $2 billion? $1 billion? I'll sell it for $1 billion.
Who plays the best? Niggers. Who's around here comes to the games?
Niggers.
I can have it. Here you go.
Niggers. Mm. Who want to buy my slave ship?
I got some anacondas.
That's all it is, yo. That's all it is. And I think that's a good segue to bring us into our final segment. It's everybody's favorite time of the show, and that is...
No, no way.
Dedication.
We're about to get a second.
And I'm going to take this first because this is a good segue. Shouts out. First off. Shouts out to the motherfucking Phoenix Mercury, who was the 2014 WNBA champions. And I say this live and here on the I'm Black, He's Mexican podcast, where you can find us at ibhmpodcast.com. Google a nigga. The Phoenix Mercury, with this last win, are officially the greatest sports team Arizona has.
Shit.
This ain't the first time they've won a championship. Mm-hmm. Have the Suns won a championship? Have the Cardinals won a championship? How many championships does the Coyotes have? How many championships does the Rattlers have? What about the D-backs? Yo, the Mercury is the best sports team that we have. Salute to you ladies. And on that note, my dedication for this week is Diana Taurasi, yo. The Michael Jordan of this shit, yo.
Is that the main dyke bitch?
That's my main dyke bitch.
Say that again. What's her name?
Diana Taurasi. I'm gonna actually hit y'all with the screen share for the people watching live. Bam, hit y'all with this. Bam, that's my boo thing right there.
Yo. Oh, that's her.
That's my boo thing right there, yo.
That's my favorite softball dyke, Sean. That's her. Oh God, my nipples. Oh,
you know what? Can we? Hey.
Hey,
real talk though.
Hey, on the real though. Hey,
yo, can we share her though? Can I have it once you're done? Can she be the one dedication? Cause honestly, she is the.
It
team.
Ain't no fun.
Oh, if the homies can't have
it, ain't no fun.
Yes, sir.
Spit on it.
And yo, and real quick, where was the thing? Shit, cause she was in. Yeah, she fucking was in a match. Ah, fuck, where is it at? I'm trying to find the article. Here we go. Diana Taurasi, this was back. Shit, this was back a while ago. But anyway, kissed Simone Augustus and both got called for fouls in the WNBA.
They kissed on the court?
Yes. Just when it looked like a punch might be thrown during the WNBA playoff game between the Phoenix Mercury and the Minnesota Lynx, Diana Taurasi surprised everyone. She kissed Simone Augustus on the cheek. Taurasi's Mercury were being routed by Augustus and the Lynx in the opening game of the WNBA Western Conference Finals when the two All-Stars who have been playing against each other for years and were teammates on the U.S. Women's National Team appeared to be exchanging some heated words. There was certainly some pushing and a shoulder check before officials could separate Taurasi and Simone. The former UConn star unexpectedly planted a kiss on Augustus. Both players were issued personal fouls on the play.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And so, actually, this is going to get it pulled from YouTube, but I don't give a fuck. We're going to switch it over like this, and I'm going to let the fine folks at home see this. Oh, you bitch nigga. It's been terminated due to multiple third-party notifications of copyright infringement. So, fuck you, YouTube. I wanted to show that, but whatever. It's all good.
Literally.
Yo. So yeah. Yes, sir. Shouts out to them. And I'll do this too real quick. Let me switch this over. Shouts out to the motherfucking WNBA. Shouts out to Brittany Howard, Diana Taurasi. I don't know the rest of you bitches, but shouts out to y'all too for doing the damn thing, y'all.
And this is a terrible bet, but only because you provoked me, because I am a hometown boy and I believe in my Arizona Cardinals. And right now, I think it's about 14-17, unfortunately. Yeah, we down a little, but you know what? We started off with a bang and we going to get in it. But especially because we're gonna have Super Bowl here in Arizona, yo. By 2015.
And I just found out on Friday. I didn't even know that.
Are you serious?
I did not know. That's how little I give a fuck about football.
I'm an
NBA nigga. I like to see my niggas dribble the ball. That's what I like to see.
You know what I like to see?
I like my niggas graceful.
I like to see my niggas go toe to toe and smash each other's head in and have a 30% chance of catching Alzheimer's. That's what I like to see.
I like my niggas suffering in their later part of their lives from depression and brain damage.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. You only get that kind of beautiful, honest opinions from the IBHM podcast. Yes, sir. I'm sipping on my WrestleMania cups this week, too. So, no homo. Shots up.
Do you have FBF? I sent you my favorite picture. She doesn't even look all that sexy in this. But look on FB real fast. She has her winning fingers up. And like I almost can think of The Rock saying, "Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Do you smell what I'm cooking, yo?
Or do you see what I was baking up in?"
Yes, sir. So we got one dedication this week, motherfucking Diana Taurasi.
Honestly, she's the team. She has stuck with it. And on the real, I've actually gotten tickets to the game before, and I didn't go only because I'm like, my dyke girls will hit me up. Yeah. How can I go solo like this, even though you figure it'd be the perfect way for me to, you know, scam off on bitches.
But
we definitely need more heads in the stands, man. We definitely do.
And I get mad at myself because I do this every year. Like, every year when the WNBA season starts, I'm like, yo, I'm catching a game this year. And then next thing I know, I'm like, oh, wait, the season's over? Fuck, I didn't even check, like, a single game. Because the same thing this year. I was like, yo, I'm going to check a game. I got to catch a game, so on and so forth. And once again, I didn't know until the day after we won the championship that I didn't even know the playoffs was going. So, shouts out to the women. I'm going to show more respect to the WNBA next year because the Mercury is killing it much better than any of the men out here. So, salute to you ladies. Arizona.
Okay.
And so, on that note, I guess once again, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, articles you want to hear our opinion on, go ahead and send it over to ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on the web, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add IBHM Podcast in the appropriate spot. Subscribe to the motherfucking show on Stitcher.
Like, comment, share, favorite. Do all that jazz and jizz, please.
Subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican. And shout out to the fans, because actually this week we cracked the top 25 in comedy. We were the 21st team, or we were the 21st. We're number 21 on comedy, and then we also cracked the top 700 overall. And that's a big thing because there's like over 10,000 podcasts on Podomatic. So shouts out to you fans for listening and fucking with us that we got that damn high. Like, shouts out to that.
And I do want to say, for those that listen, that actually listen to the YouTube version or to the shit they listen to right now, please listen to the official version. Listen to the version where you put the music in the background. And
we'll say this. For the people who watch it live, make sure that you know, if you watch it live on YouTube, make sure you check out the RSS feed where you can download and you can subscribe to the show to never miss an episode. And you can do that on Stitcher, iTunes, or Podomatic. Just search I'm Black, He's Mexican, or go to ibhmpodcast.com. And I have the direct links right there where you can go and you can subscribe. And then for the people who actually just listen and subscribe on RSS feed, check us out over on YouTube and watch the live show. You need to see me. Look at all this goodness right here.
I'll be fresh and flouncing, and I'm here grizzly, you know what I'm saying?
Will Smith from the South. I'm the South Side or Fresh Print. I'm the new Fresh Print. I don't know. I fucked that all up. So,
speaking of which, really quickly, because I had to comment this and I didn't fucking realize this. And if you go to my Vine, you'll see on my likes page, on my likes side, there's a video of, remember how they're bagging on Taylor Swift for dancing all fucking retarded like?
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Well, there was one version where, I mean, they had her on that Wipe Me Down, but then they had her dancing to the fucking theme song of Fresh Prince where he goes, born in Philadelphia, born and raised.
Apparently, the playground is where I spend most of my days.
Apparently, this bitch is from Philadelphia. She's from the PA. Wow. So, like, she's not even country. This bitch is just, once again, the machine figured, hey, how can we sell a white woman? Country music.
Oh.
But yeah, and she's coming back. Whatever.
Smacker. I'm just waiting for her sets tape to come out.
She's been dicked so many which ways, man. Even John Mayer ran through that shit, of course. I want to see the world like it's fucking John Mayer.
I've seen it all, like the whole, or John Mayer, the whole of John Mayer's penis hole.
Yes.
And real quick, actually, shouts out to Childish Gambino, who's been going through, I don't know what the fuck the nigga's going through, but he's been going on I Wish I Was White rant, like, for... his ass. But shouts out to him because I also think part of it is publicity because he has a new mixtape coming out soon.
I wonder if it's gonna be like royalty.
However it is, I'm gonna rock with it because I am a Childish Gambino stan. He's gotten 5 stars for every release. Camp, I thought was a 5-star album. Royalty,
but okay.
Royalty, I thought was a 5-star mixtape. Because the Internet, I thought was a 5-star album. So I'm fucking with Childish heavy. So I can't wait for the mixtape. And I'm with it, yo. He's a creative writer. A lot of people don't realize this nigga is a comedian, an actor, a musician. Like, this is all part of a show.
Yes.
This is all part of a show. So, So, until next time, once again, I'm Black.
He's Mexican.
And if you didn't like this podcast, let them know what they might be, Papo.
Go real long and stroke it, but you just wrong and you racist. You don't know shit. You ain't shit.
You ain't shit. You have a bitch.
So
on that motherfucking note. Yeah. Until next time. Until
next time. Shuts out. I just got the third beheading. Yo, can't wait for the fourth. Bye.
Yeet!
Through traffic jam to get to emergency room traffic jam that's supposed to be a free clinic. Only to hear that you have, or if you don't have, insurance, it ain't nothing but survival of the fittest. So what they rushing for? And damn, this man at the window is slow. The concept of time has us all fucked, and on top of that, life ain't nothing but a traffic jam.
Life is too short, I feel trapped, hoping I don't get caught. Watch my back, lost in the traffic, heartless and tragic. Don't wanna get my ass kicked, so I walk in this mindless state. And this don't make me feel this way. I tell you, life is a traffic jam, I'm stuck. When will you realize you're fucked? Don't try to change my ways, I'm hopeless, victim to the games we play. Stay focused, watch for the crazy ride. Don't lie, hide till the day we die. It's my life, tell me if you feel me. I tell you, life is a traffic jam, sincerely. Stretch your mind, spoon feed your soul. Three voices you can't control, remember. Life is a traffic jam. Life is a traffic jam. Life is a traffic jam. Life is a traffic jam.